Falcons head coach Raheem Morris is sitting down with us here as we are broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. I want to know this because you're a very optimistic, positive guy. When we hear short week, everyone always talks about the negatives and the hard parts of the short week. Is there anything you like about playing on Thursday night and a short week?
Yeah, it's like a little bit of chess piece for all the coaches. How do you prepare your team? Who does it the best? You know, so I take a little bit of pride in that, you know, listening to my guys. And like I told you, like I believe you guys asked us when we got the job the first time, like, what was one of the better things and what's different about now? And I think I told you guys the listening skills.
Yeah.
So being able to listen to people that's know performance, know what it's like, and be able to apply that to how you want to practice and prepare the guys, I think is a big part of it. So, like, that's the pride I take into it. Like, that little bit of a chess piece of getting people ready, having the bank reps that you possibly got that you've been banking throughout the season to be able to get these guys ready to go. Likeable and learnable things that we talk about as far as being able to learn and go. So I love it, man. It's just a part of what it is at this point.
Right. I know old school ways. We said when it was 16 games, I know you got the one, we would pretty much break everything down in quarters. First quarter, second, all those different things. I don't know if you're still, but if you did, how, because this is the first game of week five, how would you rate your first quarter of the season?
You know, I think you don't have to do that anymore. Right. You know, like the first quarter of the season is ranked by your record.
Right.
Like that's the most important part, right? And you're 500, and you're right in the cusp of where you want to be, and you still got room to improve and grow. And like I told the team, and like what the team's been kind of talking about, is like we just got to become better versions of ourselves in each quarter, however you want to look at it. So like this next quarter, let's expect a better version of what we were in the first quarter, like, and let's keep thinking, building blocks and keep going that way. And that's the only way really I know how to do it.
What's the, I know there's a lot of different things that are important, but if you would, what's the most important thing the team needs to do in this next quarter to improve offensively?
In my opinion, is to turn the time of possession game over a little bit. Right. And if you can do that, that's not just an offensive stat. That's a team stat. That becomes from defense. That becomes from field position. And that starts with us maintaining possession throughout it and staying on track. So, like, if we can flip the field position, excuse me, if we can flip the time of possession battle and get that more in our favor, that gives us a better chance to win.
Right. Is there, obviously those are the things, like you look at paper, third down conversion, all those different things. But as far as the play on the field, is there like a little thing that if you and your team just get that little thing corrected, that can be a possibility of flipping that time of possession like you want?
You know how it is. This, you know, just like I said the other day, still in the saying, the game of inches, right, from Al Pacino. But like, it really is that, right? If you get better on third down on both sides of the ball, that little thing makes you that much better. I was telling the team this morning, I believe we got a little bit better this week. We went 36% out of whatever it was, 4 of 11, whatever the case may be. You get two more of those, which we were very possible to get. You 56 and you're number one in the league.
Right.
Is that small of a difference? Is that small of a metric? But that metric helps you change some of the things we just talked about, time possession, plays for your offense, staying out there, playing a little bit of soccer with these guys, keeping people away, staying out of those possessions where you got to go win it at the end. Like, those are the things that all matter.
Falcons head coach Raheem Morris joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking about the improvement that's been made so far. Obviously, week by week, you're trying to do that. What do you feel like this group, I mean, we can go offense, defense, and special teams, the whole team, you can split it up one by one, however you want, but what do you feel like this team is better at today than you guys were week one against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think it's just been glaring. You know, obviously the offense improved a little bit every single week, right? The first week versus Pittsburgh, not very good. The second week, you come out, get a big win, finish in a two-minute drive and do those things. The next week, you come out, you play a really competitive game versus the world champs. The next week, you come out, you get a big-time win versus division opponent, where you're able to go out there and not score points, but move the ball, probably the best you've done all season, right? And defensively has been pretty consistent, but we got to find out how to stop the run on our terms, right? This week we stopped it in the second half. We weren't able to stop it in the first half, right? What other weeks it might have been flips. So you got to figure out ways to be more consistent on those things. And the same thing goes to special teams. Special teams have been pretty consistent, man.
Yes.
Talking about people scoring touchdowns and
yep.
making huge plays and blocking field goals and doing all the things they've done. It's been fun to watch, and it's been fun to watch those guys get better.
How do you get this pass rush revved up? I mean, I know obviously you sack in every game except for the last one or something like that. But how do you get that pass rush going? Because of the fact that, you know, you want to play the two high shell and all those different things, but you got to get the pressure from the front.
Hey, but it all depends on the game.
Okay,
right. We haven't been in those sack games. Right, we've been in run fest versus Pittsburgh.
Right.
You come out quarterback run game versus Philly.
Right.
You go to Patrick Mahomes, smartest guy in the world, knows how not to get hit, get the ball out of his hand. And then last week, you have the game that we had last week with those guys, and it's like you got to get into the position of getting to the time of possession, getting a two-score lead, doing some of those things so you can rub the pass rush. So, like, the opportunities for the pass rush, we need to get more. We need to accumulate more. And that's how you kind of do that.
Falcons head coach Raheem Morris joining us here, midday show with Andy and Randy. One thing that we've talked a lot about the last couple of years, and I want to get your perspective on it because you're in an incredibly unique position to be one of the 32 people in the world that gets to actually be in charge of one of these teams. For a long time, certain situations were handled a certain way in the NFL. These fourth and shorts in the red zone, going for points, taking the points, or going for it on fourth down, whatever, going for two.
Madden football has completely ruined the game.
What's on the card, Rod? That's what we want to know. What's on the card?
I just want to know. Obviously, take it. And if you really believe that about Madden football, that would be incredible.
You started it, man, because you started going for it on fourth down every time in Madden.
I know.
You're the reason, Andy.
But you guys, there's also a reason why you would never hire me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing this and you're doing that. I just wonder, in those situations, how much of that stuff is predetermined based on the numbers and the history and all that, and how much of that is, I'm Raheem Morris, I know how this game is going today, and I'm going with what I think is right now.
I think all of the above. You know, you got to go into it and have a plan and what it looks like, what that card that Randy was so nicely joking about, what that says, what the analytics say in certain situations, where you're at in the field, time of the game, all of those things are factors. But at the end of the day, there's still a decision maker, and that is one of the 32 people you just talked about. So you got to make those decisions based off of that and be willing to deal with the results. And I think the comfort in all of our skins of doing that is pretty high. And I think that's a part of what it is, right? We all got tough skin, right? Gunfighters get shot mentality, right? So you go out there, you figure out what it is, you see what the analytics say, you know, what those little birds are whispering in your ear, what you should do in these moments, in these critical situations, and then you got to pull the trigger and go. And I think that's been the thing that we've been pretty decisive on doing. I think when you're indecisive is the times you can make the mistakes.
Rod, you got a tough opponent. Obviously, this game is for first place. I know it's early, but still it's for the first place in the South. Tell me a little bit about this game as far as you're trying to get your team ready for this Tampa game.
You know, I just think it's really about the South. You know, I don't think it's about first place. I think about second place because it's all being so close. It's so right. early. But I do think it's about the dominance of the South. I do think it's about planning for this division. And, you know, we didn't make any secret about it. You know, we're absolutely trying to win the division. And I don't think it's bad to say that. You know, I think those guys want to win it too. And I think they were the champions from last year, and rightfully so. They want to go out there and reclaim that thing, get to the playoffs, do some of those different things. But, man, this thing's about winning. This thing's about highly competitive people going out there doing highly competitive things. And, we are fired up to go out there and play against division opponents. And that is always the case.
You were in L.A. when Baker Mayfield got there a couple years ago, right?
Yes.
He was at a very different part of his career at that point, for sure. What has he done? How has he evolved over the last couple of years to go from a guy that was a few different teams, kind of bouncing around a little bit? Now he's the franchise guy in Tampa, and he's playing a lot better. What has he done to do that?
It was really weird for me what happened to him in Cleveland, because, I mean, the year before he had led those guys to the playoffs and almost beat Patrick Mahomes in, I don't know if it was the AFC Championship or the game before.
Divisional, I think it was.
Divisional round. And, you know, let's not kid ourselves. The guy got hurt, right? And he played the whole year with basically a bad shoulder. And didn't look as good as you're going to look. And they moved on. And then he ended up going to Carolina. Didn't work out there. But we got fortunate enough in L.A. to get him. And when we got him, he was healthy as can be. And he really revitalized a team that was struggling, because we had lost Matthew Stafford. We had gone through a couple of different quarterbacks, and he came in there, really settled us down, got us a couple wins down the stretch, really breathed life into the organization again, breathed life into our head coach, and made our offense go, won a bunch of games with him. And I really enjoyed him because of the competitive guy that he is. And he plays the exact same way his personality is. And he's competitive. He's a go-getter. He's tough. And he's a winner. And he's really won, you know, really everywhere he's been. You know, just – and it's no different than what he's doing right now. Like, you can – obviously nitpick holes in everybody's game, but Baker's a tough competitor, highly competitive guy that's found ways to win wherever he's been.
Real quick, when you talk, go back a little our earlier conversation, when you talk about flipping the time of possession, that usually means more plays.
Mm-hmm.
More plays means more opportunities for other
exactly.
players to get involved, because I know that's been the whole thing with Kyle and not getting the ball and everything like that, but more plays allows you to get more balls to him. More plays allows you to get more carries to Tyler Allgeier. How important is, when we talk about complementary football, how much does that play into the fact?
100%. Randy, everybody, when you come out of those games, they want you to run the ball, give it to Bijan 30. Well, you can't give it to Bijan 30 if you're only getting 50 snaps. You know, you'd like to, you know. And then you want to get the ball to Tyler. You want to get the ball to Mooney. You want to get the ball to Drake. You want to get the ball to Kyle. And you got to be able to do those things. And the only way you can do that is to accumulate more snaps every single week. And the rationing is going to be different every single week, depending right. on who you plan and how they play it, and really how the quarterback saw the overall picture. So, like, I don't think you can focus on those things as a coach. I think you got to focus on getting the guys open, doing what they do best, getting those guys out there and taking what they give you a little bit until they make a mistake. And when they make a mistake, you got to capitalize and take advantage of it.
And I know stats are for losers. I'm not trying to be a loser. And this isn't even a box score question. It's not about targets and catches and all that kind of stuff. This is just about 60 minutes on Sunday when he's on the field. Are you getting what you hope to be getting from Kyle Pitts on a weekly basis?
Kyle Pitts is giving me everything he has. And last week, he gave me a bunch of stuff from an effort standpoint, from blocking. I wish he would have caught those two passes that we threw to him. The one he did catch got nullified by a penalty. And it could have been one of those days where it was 3 for 40, and we wouldn't have this conversation if he's able to catch those three catches. But it wasn't. And now that's the subject. That's the subject matter. That's what we got to deal with because of Instagram, right? And that's what you got to hear about now. Randy used to go game.
TikTok.
Randy used to go 3 games in a row not have a catch.
That's not even true, right?
Nobody said anything.
That's not even true. I went one game.
Andy,
Rob,
let's pull up the stat sheet, Andy.
Rob, I went one game. All right, I went one game, and I was double teamed the whole time.
I was double teamed.
I don't need stats. I'm going off what he said.
Hey, it was one game. All right, it's one game.
Stats are for losers.
2003, and I got double teamed the whole time.
Randy was out there in 13 personnel, didn't get a catch.
That was later on. That was San Diego. That was San Diego. I thought you were talking about the other years, man.
That's what he was playing with.
He was trying to. Randy was trying to get small so he could run the ball on Rondé Barber, man.
Hey, well, I mean, he was smaller, man. And I did go to the sideline coach. Coach, let's throw it up, Coach. All right, Rondé's 5'8", man.
Oh, one last one from me. Congratulations to him for being NFC Defensive Player of the Week last week. How's Troy Andersen doing?
Troy is doing good, but Troy's going to be labeled out. You know, he hurt himself the other day. I forget exactly what it was, but, yeah, he'll be out. And, you know, it's tough for him. That's one of his best games, right? Talking about a breakout performance and being able to go out there and score a touchdown. I can't even tell you how many tackles he had. He had more tackles than Randy had receptions. But,
see, I mean, hold on. I ain't going to be catching strays now, right? All right? Okay?
We're on the radio having fun,
I'm
Randy.
Still the all-time leader.
Hey, there's no doubt.
All right. Hey, all right.
We talking about old Randy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, this is old Randy right here.
No, that
was young Randy.
You know, obviously he had a great game and was all over the place, scored a touchdown, did a bunch of things the right way, really was part of that second half rally of shutting people down and really doing the right stuff. So, like, he's going to be missed. But we got to get a chance to see some of those guys step up and some of the guys we've been talking about. You have the young captain and the young Captain America and get him out there and let him go.
Captain America.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, Coach, appreciate you, baby.
Thanks, guys. Randy was a heck of a player, man. I'm just kidding.
But he knows this. Appreciate it, Coach.